Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Wendy's customer says he was called chubby on his receipt.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, why would they write chubby on his receipt?
I don't know. I don't know the whole story here. It's in North Carolina.
That's the saddest thing ever.
I guess they're like, you know, when they take your name and stuff, I'm guessing, you know, they'll like, hey, BJ, what's your name? I think they did that at KFC. BJ, and then your order's up, BJ! You know, like that.
Yeah.
But I guess the person that took his wrote down chubby, and then when his order was up, hey, chubby! I guess that's the way it occurred. We'll listen to the order.
Okay.
All right, here's the first piece.
The girl asked me my name at the register. Gave her my name, clear as day, Jimmy.
Oh, his name's clear as day, Jimmy.
Wait, his name's clear as day.
Did you hear that?
Clear as day, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Your order's ready.
Clear as day, Jimmy is his name. No wonder she wrote chubby. That's too much to write.
The girl asked me my name at the register. Gave her my name, clear as day, Jimmy.
Clear as day.
And she said, okay, thank you. Handed me the ticket, and I really didn't pay it no mind at first until I looked down at it while I was waiting. I saw she wrote chubby on there.
Aw, clear as day, Jimmy's chubby. They don't ever write that chubby. When somebody's skinny, they're never going to put chubby. You know, so he might be chubby.
He might be
That's
obese.
Not nice.
Yeah, he's at a Wendy's. All right, here's another one.
He was hesitant to even say chubby, but he did. And I told him, I said, that's not my name, but that's my order. And I grabbed the order and started to walk out because I was mad. Everybody started laughing.
Oh.
In the restaurant, customers, and I got really embarrassed.
He's embarrassed.
I feel sad for him.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
I do.
Clear as day, Jimmy. Why would you do that to somebody? Why would you do that?
Just right. Well, you're bored. You know, you're at work. You're like, there's clear as day, Jimmy. Let's just write chubby on there. I mean, you got nothing else to do. You're
no,
like, let's just put chubby on there.
Listen to that second one. The second one. I want to hear both of them again, actually.
Do you hear the sadness in his heart?
I do. I really do. All right, here's the first one with clear as day, Jimmy.
The girl asked me my name at the register. Gave her my name, clear as day, Jimmy. And she said, okay, thank you. Handed me the ticket. And I really didn't pay it no mind at first until I looked down at it while I was waiting. And I saw she wrote chubby on there.
Oh.
We got to find clear as day, chubby. Oh, my God. I meant Jimmy.
You called him clear as day, chubby. Jamie.
I didn't mean to. Honest to God, I did. Oh, that was totally a slip up.
I hope he's not listening to us on the radio.com app, which you can download today for your smartphone.
What the hell was that?
He was hesitant to even say chubby, but he did.
But he did.
And I told him, I said, that's not my name, but that's my order. And I grabbed the order and started to walk out because I was mad. Everybody started laughing. In the restaurant, customers, and I got really embarrassed.
Embarrassed? He's embarrassed.
Okay, like all the way around. Stop. This is sad. I feel sorry for him.
You know what, though? I think that, let's say I go into Arby's to get that brand new seared duck sandwich that they got, okay?
They got a what?
Seared duck.
No, they do not.
It starts on the 20th.
Arby's has duck?
Seared duck.
Nuh-uh.
Just in time for hunting season.
Oof.
Yeah. Did you know about that?
No. Are you lying?
Oh, I went to seared duck sandwich. No, I'm just saying. Let's say I go into Arby's and order the seared duck.
That sounds nasty.
And I get my receipt, and I notice they wrote on there, instead of BJ, they wrote chubby. I don't think I would. I don't think I'd make a big deal out of
pissed.
It.
That pissed me off.
I would think.
Think about it. No. Nah, take yourself really in that moment. You'd be shocked and awed. Like, you'd be like, did that son of a biscuit eater just put chubby on my receipt? You'd be pissed. They don't have a right to put that.
I'd be the same as clear as day, Jimmy.
Yes.
The one you called clear as day, chubby.
You would be sad. I don't care who you are.
Hey, Sean, isn't there a seared duck sandwich?
Yes, there sure is.
Thank you.
Yep.
At Arby's.
On the 20th. 20th, yeah.
Oh, it's not started yet, right?
Nope, October 20th.
Are you guys
Arby's
really
going to
eat that?
Are they
going to
have
menu.
It in Colorado? There's only like 16 locations throughout the country. 16 cities,
that
I think.
That does not sound good to me.
Yeah, if you could look it up. We'll get a little
If I was funny, I'd say that sounds foul, but I'm not funny.
He was hesitant to even say chubby, but he did. And I told him, I said, that's not my name, but that's my order. And I grabbed the order and started to walk out because I was mad. Everybody started laughing in the restaurant, customers, and I got really embarrassed.
I hope he's not listening because he would have heard Jamie call him clear as day
I chubby. Didn't mean to. I swear on the Bible, I did not mean to. That
just
was
saying.
Totally a slip.
I'm just saying,
if he were
listening to the show, he'd be
what
crying.
What would you do? If you saw on your receipt, because I would flip out. I know me. I would just go back in there. It would be bad. It would. I mean, here's how I know I have a temper. Because my son is so funny. So last night I valeted my car at the Pepsi Center. My car is not for a big monster truck. The Jeep is, but not my other car. Right. Well, they pulled it up on the curb. They had the back end up on the curb in the little circle. And I'm like, there's not enough clearance for that. I know that when they pulled it up there, it rubbed on the bottom. I mean, that car is really expensive. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, why would they pull it up on the curb like that? That's ridiculous. And so I'm telling my son, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe they pulled that car up on the curb. That is ridiculous. It doesn't have enough clearance. And my son's like, Mom, please don't make a scene.
Oh, he saw it coming, didn't he? He's seen you do it before.
I know. I was like, I'm not going to make a scene, but let's videotape it when the guy pulls it off the curb.
Did you say anything?
Well, we went over there and videotaped the guy while he was pulling it off the curb, and he did one wheel and then the other wheel, and it cleared it. And I said, I'm really sorry, but I didn't think it was going to clear it. And he goes, oh, I'd never pull this up there if I don't think it would clear the curb. I was like, thank you. And I gave
that's him saying that I know better than you.
Yeah, so I gave I gave him $5.
That's what
so
that is.
Then he paid him.
I gave him $5. I gave him tips for $5.
You do that all.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.